I'm a knockout fighter with a kick-ass band. That's why they call me the honky-tonk hitman. A knockout fighter with a kick-ass band. That's why they call me the honky-tonk hitman. Yeah.
Welcome to About Nashville with your host, the Honky Tonk Hitman, Mike Rogers.
Welcome to episode 35 of About Nashville with Mike Rogers. I'm Mike Rogers, and I'm here with Miss Holly.
Hello.
What's up?
Nothing.
Today is a host sesh, everyone. You're going to get to hear us ramble on about all kinds of stuff. Let's talk about some Nashville news first. There's a special event coming up. It's called CMA Country Christmas. It's on November the 8th at 7 p.m., and it'll be at the Grand Ole Opry House. The doors will open at 5:30 p.m. Central Time. Doors will close at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Guests must be seated no later than 6:45 p.m., or their ticket will be forfeited. They want everybody to wear warm, dark colors or whatever else. So they're doing it because they're filming it for a television show. Obviously, CMA Country Christmas television show. So they want everybody to avoid their light colors or wearing white or wearing logos or sequins or whatever else. Yeah, don't come in there looking like, you know,
a disco ball.
Yeah, exactly. Don't look like don't come in looking like a little disco ball. Hey. Anyway, the CMA reserves the right to relocate any ticket holder that is not properly attired. So obviously, if you come in looking like a disco ball, they might tell you to sit in the very, very back or behind the stage or I don't know.
On top of the tree.
On top of the tree. We need a ball right here on top of the tree. So you can be our little That'll CMA work. Christmas ball, okay? And they say do not take flash photography. That will not be permitted. They say non-flash photography will be permitted because, you know, whatever. But they also say that children under five are not recommended, so do not bring children under five. But anyway, check it out. November the 8th, 7 p.m. at the Grand Ole Opry House, the CMA Country Christmas. Yay! It's already Christmas, man. What is up with all this stuff?
I am not ready.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
I know, right? I'm not ready.
Turkey bird.
My ear is gone.
It's not a turkey. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
That
yeah,
wasn't.
So, next
that was
thing.
A choke chicken.
Anyway. So then, the next thing that we have coming up in Nashville is on November the 19th. Mr. Mark Maron from WTF is going to be in town. He is performing at TPAC, the Tennessee Performing Arts Center, at the James Polk Theater. It's at 505 Dedrick Street, Nashville, Tennessee, 37243. Tickets. Now, I say tickets. It's really like ticket because it's almost sold out.
Ticket.
It's like the ticket or sale. Ticket go on sale. It's not. They're really. I mean, the man is he's gotten huge. Obviously, he's a big inspiration of mine. Boy, before I get into that, his ticket on sale is $111 is really
wow.
All that's left. Yeah, the only thing that's left really is the orchestra pit. So you're going to be into the left of the orchestra pit. So you're going to be right there in the front of the stage to the left. Everything else is sold out. So wow. It's $111. So if you want to buy a ticket.
Maybe we could split a ticket and somebody sit in my lap.
That's not.
That ain't going to work.
You know, okay. No, no. Because it's in an orchestra pit, you know, unless you're a tuba. Right? I don't think that's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. But okay. Mark Maron, yeah, he has the TV show Maron, which is no longer on, but great comedian. And he's also the guy that inspired me, one of the guys that inspired me to do this show of our own. So
really?
Yeah, really. So it was at the, in 2014, I went to watch Mark Maron do an interview with Vince Vaughn. I talk about it in the very first episode.
Okay.
And it was watching that and finding out what a podcast was and seeing how the setup was and everything that goes with that that inspired me to do About Nashville.
That's awesome. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, yeah. And go see Mark Maron do his comic show, being stand-up comedy, right there at TPAC, everybody. Yeah, thanks Mark. What else? I have some Walking Dead stuff to talk about, and you don't watch the show, so you're not gonna be any fun talking about this.
Who died? Did Jared die again?
No, Jared didn't die.
Okay. All right, Jared.
But I'm going to make a bold prediction out there. So I'm going to talk about this last episode where Daryl, who is a very important character on the show, that's not in the comic book, but he's an important character on the show. The whole scene is about Dwight and Negan trying to break Daryl. He's in this cell and they're playing this, oh my, this god awful song. I can't even, you know, it was horrible. It was a catchy little tune. My wife was like, that's a really good song. I like it. I was like, no. If they were playing that over and over and over again, I would lose my mind. And they couldn't break him. And every time they were like, what's your name? And they kept waiting for him to say Negan, because everybody around, they're like, what's your name? And Negan. And he was like, what's your name? He said, Daryl. And I was like, well, yes, that's my man. And then he made a mistake. And this is where my prediction is going to come in. He looked at Dwight, and he found out why Dwight broke. And he told Dwight, he said, look, I understand why you broke. And just understand that I don't have that same excuse, so basically, that's why I'm not going to break. That was where he messed up, because now Dwight knows his weakness. He knows he's got to find what it is that Dwight loves that will break him. So I know what it's going to be, and this is my prediction for this next episode that's coming up. This is going to be a jaw dropper, as big as the one that I made where I said Abraham and Glenn will die both in the same episode.
So are you telling
me? And was
me,
right.
Are you telling me about the series and I hadn't seen it?
I am. Because it means absolutely nothing to you.
It means everything to me.
Okay.
What's going to happen?
So this is what's going to happen.
Mike's prediction.
Dwight is going to tell Negan, because see, Dwight, I think, has this like weird thing. He wants to be Daryl. And he's like wearing Daryl's clothes and using Daryl's crossbow and wanting to drive Daryl's motorcycle. I think he deep down inside wants to be Daryl. And he's kind of jealous because Negan really likes Daryl. He's like, you know, I think he's fascinated with him. He's like, you know, he's enamored with the fact that this guy's really, he's tough and I like this and I like this in this cat. I'm either going to break him or I'm going to just use him for amusement. I don't know. It's just this weird deal that he has with him. So I think Dwight's going to go to Negan and he's going to tell him, we need to take Daryl back to his friends at the compound with Rick and all of them, and we need to kill one of them in front of Daryl to break Daryl down, and if Daryl doesn't break from that one kill, say, we're just going to continue to kill people until you bow down to Negan and say your name is Negan. So I think that is 100% positive going to happen. And my prediction is that either Aaron or Heath is going to die in the very next episode. Either Aaron or Heath is going to die in the very next episode. And it's only going to take their death. And then at that particular point, Daryl's going to go to a knee and say, my name is Negan. And he's going to break. And that's going to be what breaks Daryl.
So does somebody die each episode?
No. Yeah, somebody dies in every single episode.
Okay.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a big character. I think this is going to be one of those another big characters that dies. Although Heath and Aaron aren't as big a character as Abraham and Glenn, but they're still prominent characters that I think that, you know, that's going to catch people like, oh, wow, nobody's safe. Yes, you better break. So that's my prediction. I think that will happen.
I can take it and run with it.
Yeah, I think you should take it and run with it. Okay. I wasn't wrong about Abraham and Glenn, but you were like, I don't know anything about it. All I know is about Jared.
Yes, exactly. You were wrong in telling me that Jared died.
Okay.
Jared did not die.
Jared did not die.
Okay.
He did not die. Thank you. What you got?
What do I have?
Mm-hmm.
I have the Cubs won the World Series. We did not cover that.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Want to hear something really, really crazy?
What?
Back to the Future. Well, there was a couple of things. One of them is there was a guy that predicted that night in 1993 in his senior annual. He put the Cubs are going to win that. In 2016. Here's the even bigger irony in that. There was a guy on Twitter like 2 or 3 years ago that said, he tweeted it out like 3 years ago. He said, the Cubs will beat the Indians in 2016 in the World Series in overtime, or whatever they call it. They don't call it overtime in baseball. What do they call it? Extra innings is what they call it.
We'll win
the World Series in extra innings in 2016. The Cubs will win beating the Indians. Verbatim.
Wow.
And then, but then he ended it with, and then the apocalypse will happen.
Oh, no.
So.
Well, hey.
So.
Maybe on the verge.
But I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, he was so close. He was so close. But here's the deal. After last night's election, the apocalypse could still happen.
It may happen.
So
may happen.
This year ain't over with yet.
It's not.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So do you know that there were like, with that being 108 years ago, there were a lot of things that were not invented?
Yeah, like me.
Like sliced bread.
Okay.
Sliced bread was not invented.
Neither was I. Neither was podcasting.
You were.
No, I was not invented.
Netflix and chill wasn't either.
Nope.
No, it was more like horse and buggy and chill.
I don't even think it was that.
Horse and buggy and chill?
Nope.
Oh,
nope,
yeah.
Nope. There was no buggy and buck.
No smoke detectors?
Nope.
No satellites? No remote controls?
You know what? See, I could talk about 1978 and it would be the same thing.
See, I wasn't born in 78.
But see, so. I was. And I remember it very, very well. And I could be like, you know, we had no microwaves.
That's right.
We had no cable television.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have VCRs.
Right.
We didn't have video games.
We didn't.
We didn't have... No, you did. Not 1978.
No, by the time I was born, there were video games.
Yeah, I mean, the first video game I ever saw was Pong. And it was...
But they were so awesome. Then it was...
You didn't see it.
I did. It was we had a black and white television. It was like 13 inches. We had the rotary dial thing. And then Pong was like just two sticks on each side. There was a line divided.
I understand. But I'm talking about Pong was like the very first.
I have seen that. And then you have the little dial that you have to twist back. Well, I saw it.
And I remember a couple of the very first video games I ever saw. Well, Space Invaders was one. And then the other was... what was it? Space Invaders and Asteroids. Those were the two first.
Do you remember
that
the gaming system?
It wasn't a system. They were stand-up. There was no system.
Just the little Pong things. I mean, not the Pong, but the little twisty things.
That was the only system I ever saw was the Pong system.
That was on Atari, right?
No. Well, no. I don't think it was. I think it was
I thought those games were on Atari.
No. Well, they were, but this is post what I'm telling you.
Post-Atari?
No. Well, the system that I'm telling you about...
There was no system.
There was a system. I don't remember what it was called.
Oh,
it was
okay.
I don't remember what it was, but it had Pong.
Those games, okay.
And then Atari obviously came after that, like in the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
And that's when you started seeing home systems come out. But that was only for rich people.
Rich?
We're far from rich. Richer than me. Richer than our family.
From rich.
So we didn't see those, but I saw video games like that. You could go to, that was the whole thing that you would. There wasn't even video arcades because there wasn't enough games. Literally, like if you saw a game somewhere, it would be like a asteroid setup somewhere. It would be a Space Invader setup. And then roughly around that time came out Centipede and came out
awesome.
There was Missile Destroyer or something like missiles or
so no Pac-Mans.
That came out like in the early 80s.
108 years ago, there was no Pac-Man.
Uh-uh.
So what did people play?
In 108 years ago?
In 108 years ago.
I can tell you exactly what they played. They played out in the woods. They played out in the yard. They played, that's what I did growing up,
So did I, but they came back in with ticks.
You're out of your mind. Nobody came in with ticks. So we got a tick
in the woods.
Whatever. We were out building forts, playing army and
which
Indians.
Which was
and,
awesome.
We were out running till daylight to dark. When I was a kid, you literally, as soon as it got daybreak, in the summertime, you went running. You didn't have any shoes on or nothing, and you disappeared. And as soon as it started getting dark, you need to go home.
That's right.
And
I did the same.
And that's how it was growing up. We had no cell phones, no video games, no, if you wanted to be something, you didn't play it on television.
That's right.
You went and you did it.
That's right.
You didn't pretend to play baseball on a video game. You went out and really played baseball. You didn't pretend to play football. You went and really
played. That's very true. Very, very true.
Man, I'm sounding like an old man. And then back in my day, we didn't ride. We didn't pretend to ride a horse. We just got on a horse and took off.
Yeah, we jumped on it out
the
backyard.
We just jumped off.
Part of my horse and buggy. That's my transportation.
That's exactly what happened. Speaking of old times, they're remaking so many movies right
now.
I mean, I don't even know if you know this or not, but I'm going to name some of these movies. I'm going to see if you remember them, because they're actually remaking them and they're coming out right now. Let's see. What are some of those movies? Oh, do you remember the movie with Whitney Houston, The Bodyguard?
Yes.
They're making it.
Yes.
Remaking it.
With?
I don't know. But Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston, yeah, they're remaking The Bodyguard. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be us.
I can't sing. I can't hold a tune.
That's okay. I can't hold a gun. So.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I can hold a gun.
Here you go.
You be the bodyguard. We'll just flip the script.
That'll work.
You be the bodyguard, and I'll be
the
singer.
Kick some butt.
And that's how we'll flip the script.
Yeah, that'll work.
They're remaking that movie.
Okay.
So let's see what else is out there. They're remaking. Oh golly, do you remember the one about the robot? This is like in 1984, 85, called Short Circuit.
Yes, I do.
With Johnny Five.
Yes, I do.
Isn't that right, Johnny Five? Well, anyway,
yeah, that's right.
They're remaking that one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Short Circuit.
They're remaking that one. Yes, ma'am. Let's see. Let me think. Scarface. They're redoing Scarface.
I heard that, and that's not one that I would be interested in, because that's one of those great movies that you can never remake.
You know why that's a foolish statement?
No, I mean, because it is a remake. Isn't it a remake?
Scarface itself was a remake.
Right. So, but it's one of those movies that is, well, just
of
say it's hard to remake.
No. I think it's perfect timing. Because, I mean, think about it. It came out, what, 1980? Something like that?
I don't remember.
Which was, maybe not math, but like 36 years ago?
Is it a remake?
Yes. The original came out in 1932.
Okay.
And then obviously, you know, years later they did 1980 or whatever. I guess I think it was 88 or 81. I can't remember. But they did Scarface with Al Pacino. And then, so, yeah, if they did it now, I mean, they could do it and do it in a different way. I mean, it doesn't have to be the Cuban crisis in Miami.
But then you have so many movies like that.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it's kind of cool.
I
think it's kind of cool.
I don't think I'll be that interested in that one, but
whatever.
Okay,
I bet you'll be interested in the fact that they're redoing Porky's.
You know what? Porky's, I do not remember.
What?
I don't remember Porky's.
Porky's was
I remember
huge.
The name. I don't remember
they had
the
Porky's
movie.
Porky's 1, Porky's 2, Porky's 3, Porky's 27.
So Porky's is one of those movies that was that came along 108 years ago.
No. Okay. Porky's was a big, big deal in the early 80s, because it was like one of the first things that I remember watching where I was like, I like titties. I loved Porky's. It was awesome. They're also redoing Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, and then they can redo that 1,000 times.
With the one with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Would love it.
Yeah, they're redoing that one.
Yeah.
Now, the one that I don't understand why they're redoing is American Psycho. That one was from a book, but it was just done 10 years ago or less, 10 or less years ago, maybe 15 years ago. But it's the one what was his name? He played Batman. Help me here.
I don't know.
Christian Bale. Christian Bale played.
I've never seen American Psycho.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Why?
I don't know why.
Because you don't watch anything.
I do.
You don't watch anything.
I know
you
these movies on your list except American Psycho.
You didn't know Porky's?
I do know Porky's, the name. I just don't remember the movie.
Oh my gosh. That's the one where the guy sticks his penis in the hole and then the woman recognizes the fact that he has a mole on it and she knows who he is.
I gotta go watch Porky's.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I know who you are.
I have to go watch Porky's.
He's okay. Well, yeah. And then they're doing American Psycho. What else you got?
That's fun, except for Scarface. So Porky's, when they redo this in Lethal Weapon, are they going to do, are we going to see one every year?
I don't know. I have no earthly idea.
See, that's going to get boring.
What is?
just seeing the same movies over and over.
Well, try somebody like me that has lived through them all originally.
It won't be boring for our kids.
But. Well, hopefully they don't see them. Borky's was kind
of
risque.
So speaking
maybe
of
maybe my son. I'll let him watch them.
Oh, yeah, he's old enough to watch
them.
And so is my daughter, but I don't know how interested she'd be in it.
All right.
So anyway, speaking of the CMA Christmas, we also had the CMA Awards this past week.
It was, yeah.
So we hadn't covered that. So what did you think about the CMA Awards?
I liked them. I liked them because there was it brought a lot of traditional country back. You know, there was some things in there that were got to be a hot topic. The whole Beyonce Dixie Chicks thing kind of blew up and turned into a racial.
More than it should be. Yeah
it turned into like this racial deal. But, you know, I was like, what? First of all, I couldn't figure out what was going on, and I don't think a lot of people could, but I don't know. It was a weird deal. Do I have a problem with her being on Country Music Awards? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Is it relevant? Absolutely not.
No.
But neither are the Dixie Chicks.
That's very true.
I was like, I was sitting there watching the Dixie Chicks and Beyonce going, now which one of you are more irrelevant in this particular picture?
Right.
And I don't know.
I just think with everything going on, it kind of brought a topic to the whole situation that needed to be, you know, brought up. The fact that music is supposed to be uplifting. Music is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be something that is shared.
100%.
Whether or not it's relevant or whether or not they're relevant, it actually brought my attention. Somebody who wouldn't normally look at the CMAs, it brought my attention to the CMAs.
Did you watch it?
I did.
Or did you watch it later after everybody?
No, I actually watched it.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to go to the CMAs every year because my cousin worked for CMA and he used to get tickets, so we used to go every year anyway. I mean, it's a phenomenal show. It really is.
I hate sitting out there.
No.
I didn't like
so
it.
So much fun.
That, well, really when is. You're sitting in the crowd, it's different because you have to wait between commercials.
Right.
And it's very, very different than watching it on television where you can get up and go to the bathroom and whatever else. I shouldn't say I hate going to it. That's not the right word. What I should have said was the experience is very different than watching it on television.
Right, because sitting there with your ADHD, you can't just...
I can't. No. I'm like...
I need my medicine.
I'm like...
Where my meds?
Squirrel? Squirrel? You got some popcorn?
So, yeah. So, I see why you can't deal with it.
All right. I'm going to get up and sing now. Mike, you ain't even on this show. I know, but I'm going to sing.
So, I see why you don't get it, but... Needless to say, you're right. I mean...
So did you know that our show, right now on Twitter, we are up for Show of the Week?
I did not.
And we are getting beat like a redheaded stepchild.
No, we are not.
Yes, we are.
Are we really? Are.
Yes. Like, our numbers, I feel like Gary Johnson. No, I don't even feel like Gary Johnson. I feel like Jill Stein in the middle of the presidential election. I'm like, you're like, who's Jill Stein? Exactly.
But that's like Jared.
I know. I mean, our numbers are so low. We're getting beat up so bad. It's like, they got like 7% of the vote, like, out of 100. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
People, we have to get out there and vote.
Right. Go to @PodernFamily, PodernFamily. I hope I spelled that right. I'm just kidding. Go to @PodernFamily and vote for About Nashville as the Show of the Week so that we can not be Jill Stein. We can at least be Gary Johnson. I mean...
who's that?
We're getting the brakes beat off of us on this
Are
thing.
Oh, really? So can I go and create like fake Twitter accounts and vote?
I don't know.
I think I should.
No, you sound like the DNC now.
That's okay. As long as we win.
Can we hire some people to riot?
As long as we get that win.
No, you don't want to cheat.
Okay.
No, you don't. You don't want to cheat. No.
Okay. All right. We won't cheat.
No cheating.
We'll just go out there and beg our fans and
whatever,
bribe them. And
whatever. What else you got over there?
I think that's all I have.
That's it?
I think that's it.
That's all you got?
I think that's all I got.
That was two things. I told you to bring three.
That was two things like they know what you're talking about.
I know. I said, bring three things to the table. And you're like, okay. And I just counted. And I was like, that's two.
So he can count.
Dadgummit. That really ain't got nothing else.
No, I don't.
So did you watch the election last night?
Oh, I did. No, you know I didn't. I'm lying. I watched some. And I fell asleep.
So you lie and you cheat.
That's right.
You're a liar. You're a cheater.
Just like my ex-husband.
Oh, ooh.
Ooh.
Dang. You talking about golden penis?
That's right. That's right. Mm-mm-mm. That's right.
All right. So why? Why? What did you see? Or what did you not see?
I didn't see anything.
What?
I didn't see anything. The last I heard, polls are closing in 10 minutes.
Mm.
And then I was asleep.
What?
Yes.
And you woke up and Donald Trump was our president-elect.
I saw a picture on there. I said, well, hopefully that picture says something else.
No. Donald J. Trump is our new president-elect.
He is.
I'm sitting there going, wait, what?
He is.
Wait, what? Did you know that the Simpsons predicted this?
Yeah, in 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I saw it. You know, that's you know, trending right now.
I mean, you have to ask yourself, is Donald Trump our Brexit?
Is he a cartoon character?
Well, what has that got to do with anything? Do you think Donald J. Trump is our Brexit?
What's a Brexit? What's a Brexit? People, what is a Brexit? Michael's going to explain to us what a Brexit is. Explain, Michael. Hello, Michael. He's tickled. He's laughing at me. Laugh loud so they can hear you.
I can't talk.
Michael. Hello, Michael.
I feel like I just asked Gary Johnson what Aleppo is.
What's a Brexit? What is it? Do I have to get my phone?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. What's a Brexit?
Oh,
he is so tickled. His face is like extremely red. What's a Brexit? Tell me.
So you don't know about?
No. What's a Brexit?
A Great Britain?
Oh my goodness. No.
Voting to leave the UK?
No.
And we are not what a Brexit folks. Is. Folks. I am not talking to Gary Johnson about Aleppo. I'm not even talking to her about The Walking Dead or Game of Thrones.
He's talking about a Brexit.
I just asked this woman if Donald J. Trump was our Brexit. And she said, what's a Brexit?
What's a Brexit?
I just told you what a Brexit is and you still aren't
you
getting
did,
it.
You did, but I don't get it. What's a Brexit?
I just told you Great Britain voted to take themselves out of the UK.
Oh, okay. So, and that's a Brexit? That's what a Brexit is called? yeah.
So, okay. Well, let's back up and punt for a second.
Back up and punt.
Yeah, because this is going down a terrible hole. What was your first thoughts when you found out that Donald Trump had won? That, I mean, did you, well, okay. Let's put it this way. What do you think contributed to this?
Contributed to his win?
His win, yeah. What do you think? I mean, do you think that it was the FBI reopening up the case? Do you think that had something to do with it?
I think that...
I mean, do you think that it was WikiLeaks, or do you think it was her lack of transparency? Do you think it was all of the above? What do you think caused Donald J. Trump to become the next president?
My thoughts on politics, period.
Mm-hmm.
Is especially when it comes to the president,
mm-hmm.
that person's already picked. We can go and we can vote because we see Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. That doesn't matter.
No, she didn't.
She, well, the last I saw, Hillary Clinton.
No, she didn't.
Won. She had like 2.9.
But there's three states that haven't come in yet, and he's won two of the three.
So okay, so I hadn't had an update since then, but she from what I saw, didn't. She won the popular vote.
That's what Kane is saying. Kane is saying that they won the popular vote. They didn't win the popular
vote. No, this is what I actually saw physically on television after he was, you know.
So New Hampshire, I think it was New Hampshire, Arizona. No, it's not Arizona. There's like three states. Michigan, New Hampshire, and Minnesota? I don't know. There's three of them that haven't come back yet. And out of the three, he's won two of the three for sure.
So
maybe even three of the three.
Yeah, so I hadn't seen anything since this morning.
So, yeah, he not only won the electoral vote, he won the popular vote, which is – they're trying to compare it to 2000 wasn't that at all. That one was razor, like, razor thin. You could have.
It was.
I mean, it was literally separated by a few thousand votes.
Right. Right.
This one wasn't like that at all. And I think that they just kind of jumped on that one to kind of save face. Hey, look, we won the popular vote. We won the electoral vote.
Right.
But that's where we were at when that was reported. And but it won't be
so
that.
So that has been updated since then.
Correct.
That
correct.
Trump won the popular vote.
Correct. Correct. So.
So my that's my stance on politics anyway. Especially, like I said, I really don't think there was anything that they could have thrown out there that would have made her lose voters. Especially not emails and WikiLeaks and things like that. That wasn't that detrimental to me.
Right. I think it was detrimental to a lot of people, though.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I think it was detrimental to a lot of people. I think that, though, by the time that Comey reopened the case, I think that people had pretty much already made up their mind. I think, or then it may just be that there was just this silent, you know, the silent majority sitting in the background just waiting to say, I'm not going to, you know, how are all the polls wrong?
That is very true.
And I think the polls are all wrong because I think it's an antiquated polling system. Because
I agree.
They poll people off of home phones. Who has a home phone anymore?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Nobody.
So, I mean, they're not like polling people off of their cell phones or anything of that nature. So how do you get an update poll? How do you get a correct poll if you are, what? How do you get it? I mean, how do you get an update poll if you are if you're calling home phones?
So you can't.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Can't. I mean, that's they have to have a better way. I don't believe that.
Well, that's what they do. That's how the polls are gathered up. So, you know, I don't know. I don't really know what happened, but obviously all the damn polls were wrong, and you know, everybody was just sitting there with their jaws hanging open, like, how in the world did this happen? I think that we talked about the outliers and the equation of how this would work and how it could play out. Here's the thing. She had a 80% chance of winning.
Right. Right.
By the direction with which she would go to the electorate to get the electoral votes. And he had a 20% chance of fulfilling all of that. I think that they didn't take into consideration the outliers, you know, into the equation and didn't really. And when I started looking at the math and all of it, I was like, if these particular things of X, Y, and Z happen, this could happen. And then for me, last night, I knew it immediately. As soon as I saw Wisconsin go red, I said, it's over. It's done. It wasn't even Florida. That whenever Florida went red, I was like, it didn't
right.
say to me
right.
that she's not going right. to win this thing. I still was like in my mind, because I'd already done the math. But I knew that for him to win, he was going to have to turn one blue state red.
Right.
It had to happen. And not only did it happened in Wisconsin. So that was the first one. As soon as that state went red, I was like, it's over.
Right.
It's over. And I looked at my wife and I said, he just won the election. And she said, no. He only has this amount of da, da, da. I said, no. What you don't understand is he just won the election. And then she couldn't understand how I'd come up with my math, because I already knew how the rest was going to play out. And then I fell asleep. And then when I woke up and found out that Pennsylvania
right.
Had also right. gone red, I was like, oh.
Right.
I did not see that one coming.
Right.
You know, because the math that I had done in my head didn't even take that into the equation. I was like, there's no way. There's no way. But
so what I did, what I've heard, is a lot of, like you said, the silent voters.
Mm-hmm.
In our community, or in my community.
What's your community?
I'm in all the communities.
What's your community?
Trump wasn't a popular person.
Uh-huh.
But somebody did mention this morning, even if, you know, he wanted to voice his opinion that he wanted to vote for Trump, he wouldn't have done it. because the backlash that he would have gotten.
We've talked about that too. Right, we talked about it that in a previous episode, how nobody was putting on Trump stickers and no one was putting on Hillary stickers.
Exactly, because of the
everybody was so divisive, and they were like, I don't really want to tell people who I'm rooting for or who I'm supporting because everybody is going to stab me in the back. You can't win,
can't
win for either way. So I'm just going to keep my opinion to myself.
Exactly. So I did.
And we talked about that in a previous episode. Yep. We've never seen an election where people were so fearful or so reluctant to tell you who they were supporting for.
Exactly.
It was completely.
I mean, you really didn't.
I think they were both. Both sides were guilty of splitting the one side calling one side deplorable.
That's
and the other side,
true.
You know, calling, you know, build a wall or whatever they were both being so divisive that it just created a huge divide. My hope and my prayer, and I would have said this even if Hillary won or if Trump won, whoever, my hope is that we all take this experience and we look at this and we say one of two things. Number one, Trump is not there because he's Republican. Trump is not there because he's Democrat. Trump is there because the American people stood up and they said, we are tired of corrupt government. We're tired of career politicians.
I agree.
And we need something different.
I agree.
And that is why Trump is there. Now, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? I don't know. I at this particular point, I don't know. But what I do know is, number one, I hope that government on both sides of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party look at this and say, we are antiquated systems, we are antiquated thought processes, and we need to figure out what the American people need and want, and we need to adjust ourselves to that, number one. And I think that at that particular point, I think the government needs to change the way that it does things and become far more transparent than it has been and work for the people and not the people work for it.
Well, we won't see that in this lifetime.
Well,
maybe
not.
That's what we would hope to
maybe,
see.
You know what? Maybe not. Maybe not.
We
may not see that.
So
in this
what
lifetime.
I want to see and what I hope to see.
Well, the second part, though,
that's
the first thing that I want to see. The second thing that I want to see is I hope that whatever this message was that was being sent to the government in this protest to send Donald Trump there, I hope that regardless of what he does there or how he does it there, I hope that the American people come together and unify themselves because at the end of the day, regardless of whether you're Hispanic or whether you're Muslim or whether you're Christian or whether you're white, whether you're black, whatever, we're all brothers and sisters and we're all Americans. And we all need to start thinking as Americans and not as our own diverse individuality. We need to start thinking we're Americans and come together as Americans and work together and start loving each other and stop trying to separate ourselves by the color of our skin or our beliefs and our theologies or our ideologies. That's my hope, is that we can do that. Now, whether we see that in our lifetime, I don't know. But that's my prayer for my own children
children. And I appreciate that prayer. And I appreciate your kumbaya moment. But your kumbaya moment.
My kumbaya.
But logically speaking, we know our government was not built on building up, you know, it wasn't built the way you would like it or like to see it, you know, in the future. Government wasn't built up that way. It's been built up on corruption and, you know, lining pockets, and this is what we see. Needless to say, Donald Trump is our president. I do agree with you in saying that we need to back him as our president. We all need to unite and support him as our president. We don't have to like it, but as a country, we should support him. I would like to see him actually bring jobs back as he promised.
Mm.
I would like to see, you know, some of the stuff that he promised for America and Americans. I would actually like to see that.
Right.
I really would. I mean, needless to say, of course, we know he's a douchebag.
Right.
I mean, we see that.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, he's our president. And as a country, we should support him.
We're going to have an incredible first lady.
She's gorgeous, right? We are. fashionable, just beautiful.
I'm telling you, she's Lord have mercy. She is hot.
She is.
I mean, it's it, and you know, have a fabulous first daughter.
Yeah.
Ivanka. Yeah. Now
I don't know about that son.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can have it. What are their names?
I don't know.
I think one of them's named Eric and the other one's named Donald Jr.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. You can tell they definitely got a different mother than Ivanka. Oh yeah. They got to have had a different mother.
Oh yeah,
I say that, and then you watch. There probably somebody will email us and go, "No, they really are from the same mama.
They just look like they daddy."
Lord have mercy. Ivanka. She's Lord have mercy. And so is Melania for sure. Even though I can't understand a damn thing she says at all.
But you know, she.
Can you understand what she's saying?
No, I cannot.
I think Donald is absolutely incredibly absolutely anonymous.
I did understand when she did her speech, she did say that she was big on anti-bullying.
Well, you want to know why you understood that?
Why?
Because Michelle Obama said
it
first.
It wasn't that speech, y'all. I heard that one. It wasn't. And I do like that about her, if that is true.
So I'm going to make a prediction.
I don't like your predictions. You know that.
I'm going to make a prediction that if Michelle Obama runs for Senate or Congress and wins it, that she will become eventually, not within 4 years or 8 years, I don't know, maybe somewhere down the future, if she runs for Senate or Congress and wins it, she will end up being our very first female president. I'm making that prediction today.
So what are we betting? Where do I come find you to collect?
Well, that would be 12 years down the line, or 8 to 12 years down the line.
Where do I find
you? So if this show is still going, hopefully, in 8 to 12 years down the line, I do not know. Hopefully, I'll still be alive then.
I need to come collect.
Whatever. No. We just, you know. Oh, goodness.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever. So what else you got going on?
I don't have anything going on. But
not a thing?
I don't.
Why?
I don't. I don't know why. What am I supposed to have going on?
Brexit?
You're not going to pick with me about Brexit.
Oh,
I'm going to do my research about Brexit, and our next episode is going to be about Brexit.
Well, obviously this one wasn't.
It was not.
Oh,
why'd you embarrass me like that?
I didn't. All I did was ask you a simple question, and you were like,
what's Brexit?
And I'm like, wait a minute. She did not just say that.
How many people know what Brexit is?
Everybody.
Nobody.
Knows what Brexit
no.
is. I, yeah.
No.
I swear.
No. I will get more votes that people don't know what Brexit is than we get votes for this show of the week.
Let me ask you this. What's Aleppo?
Aleppo?
Uh-huh.
Why are you putting me on the spot like this?
What's Aleppo?
Aleppo. Let me think about this. How much time I got to think? Is this Jeopardy?
Oh, my gosh.
What's Aleppo? Refresh my memory.
You know what? I'm stopped.
Don't give me this list of terms and ask me what this stuff means.
Mm.
What's Aleppo?
We're out of this thing because you just made Gary Johnson look like the most qualified presidential candidate on the face of the planet.
Right now, today, we see you don't have to have any qualifications to do anything.
Ooh, touche.
So I don't have to know what Aleppo or Brexit is.
He's a billionaire, though.
So it doesn't.
He's a billionaire.
I will be.
You're going to be a billionaire?
Yeah.
What is that song, that Bruno Mars song? Or is that a millionaire or a billionaire?
I don't know.
What a millionaire.
I don't know that either.
So freaking bad.
Oh, yeah, that song.
What is it, a millionaire or a billionaire? I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
I don't know. Now I got
obviously, I don't know it either.
I don't know anything today.
Obviously not.
Keep going. What else? What else you got, Bubba, that I don't know?
Okay, so, okay. Who is our...
No, you're not going to do that to me.
Who's
no,
our Secretary
not.
Of State?
No,
who is our
not.
Current Secretary
no,
of State?
No, you're not.
Who is our current Secretary of State?
Michael, I will pass that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. On that note, we're out of here. Let's do
what
this
doing?
Thing. Bye.